senator that he ran. To the senator that he ran. The senator that he ran. In the U.A.R.D. The senator that he ran. Langa zireti fiopa la rani ni osaba la gadis. Zekelitara magadagalashte. Thank you, Master. What a privilege. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute.
Come and send it to the bire. Come and send it to the bire. Come send it to the bire. Give me your Judah. Come send it to the bire. Come and send it to the bire. Come send it to the bire. Give me your Judah.
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Speaking on the subject, your praise and your health. Your praise and your health. Our objective is to understand the connection between the praise or worship life of a person and their health. It is very critical and important to know that praiseful people are healthy people. Beyond the fact that praise honors God, praise prolongs life. Psalm 150 and in verse 6 said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The meaning of that is, if you are going to praise the Lord, you are not going to lack breath. The meaning of that is, God supplies breath to people who supplies him praise. He supplies breath. He supplies life to those who supplies him praise. The question is, how does praise contribute to life? Or to health? We look at three things this morning, but look at one majorly in this service. Number one, praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. Praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. Psalm 22 and verse 3, the Bible said, "For thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." God lives in praise. God dwells in praise. God resides in praise. Praise worship is the residential address of God. He inhabits. Inhabits means lives. That is why the climate of heaven is the climate of worship. The angels sing, they cry continually saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God." Psalm 89 and verse 15, as you know, he said, "But thou art holy." Or rather, blessed is the people that know the sound of joy. That is praise. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Hallelujah. There is something you will never miss around the life of a praise worshiper. That is called the presence of God. You can't miss it. When you see a real praiser, a real worshiper, there is that tangible, palpable, feelable walking presence of God. You feel the same around the life of people who know how to pray. But worshippers carry the presence of God. What is the implication of the presence of God? As far as this subject is concerned, twofold. First, if God is present, he will heal. If he is present, he heals. That is directly. Jesus was in the house in Mark chapter 2, and it was noised abroad. And they brought the sick, paralyzed, crippled person. And he was healed. You don't beg God to heal if he is there. You don't beg God to deliver if he is there. You don't beg God to rescue if he is there. So if God is present, he will heal. If God is present, he will deliver. If God is present, he will rescue. We already read that in Acts chapter 10 and in verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Secondly, the presence of God flows with healing virtue. Beyond the fact that he will directly touch you to heal you, or directly touch you to deliver you, beyond that, effortlessly like a river on his own, healing virtue flows. Deliverance virtue flows. In Luke chapter 6 and in verse 19, the Bible said, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and heal them all." There went virtue. It's like a flowing river. It's like a flowing ocean. It just flows. If you will saturate your home with worship, you will experience healing. A man had a child that had terminal disease. And the Lord instructed this man and said, all you need to do is just fill your house with worship. Let praise be on. Let's worship be on. Deep anointed worship.
And this man filled that house with washing. Terminal condition affecting the brain. And before you could say praise the Lord, that terminal situation was terminated by the climate of praise, the climate of worship that carries the presence of Jehovah, healing Christ, and that flowed endlessly with virtue. I believe there is someone here today. That virtue will be flowing on your life this morning, and something will happen to you. If you are a believer, say a louder amen. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. So praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. Secondly, praise excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. It excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. Just excuses the devil. We'll look into in details in this in the second service, but in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, we saw how the evil spirit from God, literally with the allowance or the permission of God, because some people have asked, does God send evil spirits to people? No. But God can withdraw his resistance. He can get out of the way. When people do things that make them open to the devil, God won't stop the devil. So that evil spirit that came upon David, upon Saul, the Bible said David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and the evil spirit departed from him. Excuses the presence of evil in the life of the praiser. I will go in detail in this in the second service. That is the second thing that praise does in the life of the praiser. And thirdly, praise activates strength in the life of the praiser. It activates strength. We saw in Nehemiah chapter 8 and in verse 10b that the joy of the Lord, which is another word for praise, shall be your strength. It activates strength. How this translates to healing or health, we'll look at that in the third service. All I can say to you is, in conclusion, whatever attacks your praise attacks your health. Whatever attacks your praise attacks your health. That is why depression is a sickness. It's a mental illness. Whatever attacks your praise attacks your health. Secondly, whatever attacks your praise attacks your life, your very life. I believe it was in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 10 where he said, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. They died. They refused to pray. They decided to murmur. They decided to grumble. They decided to behave as if God was against them. That killed them. That killed them. Whatever attacks your praise is attacking your life. When your praise life begins to drop, the quality of your life begins to drop. That shall never be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand and give him the praise this morning. Give him the worship. Just worship him, honor him. And just worship in the spirit. It's a morning of encounters, a morning of healing, a morning of deliverance, a morning of health. lift up your hands everywhere you are.
How great a
lift those hands high
and be upstanding everywhere you are. It's encounter time. It is visitation time. It is healing time. Lift the hands high. The hands high and just see him in the midst of all. See him moving. See his virtue flowing. See his hand. See, get your hands high. There are people this morning he will pull out of the grave, pull dirty garments out of your body. Pull dirty things from your system. Strangers in your body you will force out. Lift your hand. Just be gentle with the hand. Always, man. The hands high now. In the count of three, you place your hands on your head and scream, I receive. And healing virtue, deliverance virtue, miracle virtue, restoration virtue, virtue of rescue will come upon you now. In the count of three. Father, touch that sister, touch that man. Deliver them from ancestral curses, generational, family curses. Open their graves and bring them out. Let the agenda of the enemy be frustrated. At the count of, that's right. That's right. Mahashida galayayaya. Mahashida layayayaya. Mahashida layayayaya. At the count of three, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your miracle. Receive your turnaround. In the name of Jesus. Ipalayadaya. In the name of Jesus. One, two. Again, one, two, and three.
I receive.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the praise.
the adoration for the turnaround in the life of this brother. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Somebody just came out of a grave, came out of a pit, a prison, where the enemy caged you. You even saw yourself in the dream, in the prison last night. You are coming out right this morning. You are out right this morning. That stranger in your body, stranger in your system, that my Father in heaven has not planted there, is out of your life right now. Diverse encounters this morning. That migraine you came with is gone. That affliction around your waist is gone. That lower back is healed. That chest affliction is healed. You came here with a heaviness of depression and a heaviness of suicidal tendency. It has left you here this morning. Ancestral demons just left. A knee condition just got healed. If you came in here, you receive a deliverance just now. Or you receive a liberty just now, a freedom just now. Something happened to you just now. Quickly step forward here. Give the Lord a clap as the rest of us take our seat. Quickly step forward here. Something happened to you just now. You had an encounter. You had a healing. You had a deliverance. While they are coming out very, very quickly, and our officers will interview them as rapidly as possible because of time. If you came in here with a sickness in your body and you want a touch, probably you have a pain somewhere in your body right now, or a growth in your body somewhere right now, or an affliction in your body right now, and you want the Lord to touch you, you haven't been healed yet, you can stand up on your feet and we shall pray for you. Anybody like that, place your hand where the pain is, where the growth is, where the affliction is, and quickly get set to receive your miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus,
I enter through the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you, for your name is holy, it is holy, holy Lord.
Whatever is wrong with you is going to go with the speed of light. You demon of pain, you demon behind the tumor, you demon behind the blindness, deafness, dumbness, you demon behind that affliction in the body of this daughter of God, of this son of God. Wherever you came from, I assure you by the authority of Jesus of my life, I command you to get out now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of infirmity and disease and whatever you are. 1, 2, 3, get out! In Jesus' name, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are healed. In Jesus' name, remain standing. Remain standing. Remain standing. And check the pain right now. Check the growth or the tumor, whatever it is. Just check it right now. Don't sit down yet. Remain standing. Check it and let me know that it is gone. Check the pain. Check the tumor. Check the symptom you came with. How many of you confirmed that it left you? Something left you after that prayer just now. The symptom left you. Yes, apart from those in the front already. Wave your hand, check it. All right. Quickly step forward if you are sure it left you. Quickly rush to the front here. We don't have the time. Come with your bags or your Bibles. Something left you. Something left you. The pain left. The growth left. The tumor left. Right on this, on in the center here. For the sake of the number of them coming out. Yes, right in this center here. Quickly give the Lord a praise. Celebration. Celebration. Eta be Jehovah, I say. And you expect a Jehovah. Afflictions leaving people, not just physical affliction but spiritual, financial bondages leaving people. I see deliverance is happening. The ancestral cult that tied your life and destiny down all these years has left you just now. Celebrate. Would you like to stand and dance for 2 minutes?
shout of praise. You believe that the presence of God is living with you here this morning, and every river Jordan is parted in front of you. Shout the loudest amen. Give him the clap of hand as you take your seat. So many testimonies this morning. Tell us what happened.
Sir, our sister said she lost her father. And last night she had a dream where she saw her father doing something with her younger brother, and she began to sob in that dream. As if somebody called her, somebody died. But right now in the service, sir, she says she's her eyes open and she saw you in her father's house closing a grave.
And
right now, and as you kept doing it, our mother in the Lord said, Daddy, it is still remain this path. Close this path. And you said, it is done. Nobody will die.
Lift your hands. I announce to you today, every death scheduled for you or your brothers or your loved ones in this season is reversed in the name of Jesus. You shall not cry over your mother, your father, your brother, your sisters. Fire of the Holy Ghost. You are free in Jesus' precious name.
Sir, this is our sister Rahab. She said at a shout of I receive, she had a trance where she saw mommy appeared and started shouting, Daddy, come, come. She's inside the pit here. And all of a sudden, a ladder appeared from nowhere. She said in that trance, you were putting on this very clothes you're wearing now.
That's right.
So immediately a ladder just came and she saw herself coming out of the pit.
How many of you are coming out of the pit this morning? Are you just looking like that? Say in the name of Jesus, I am coming out of the pit. Everywhere the devil kept me. In the name of Jesus, I help him there. I command you, every pit they have kept you, pit of unemployment, pit of singleness, pit of barrenness, pit of poverty, pit of empty-handedness, you are out. You are out. Somebody shout, I am out. I am out of the pit. Shout power.
Let's go. Yes.
So I like
take your seat 1 minute.
You talked about pain, sir, and things disappearing. She had ulcer pain for several years, and she came with it here. The ulcer pain has gone. Ulcer had, cancer, growths removed.
On the breast.
My breast.
And she began to feel another lump.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she had gone to the hospital, and they told her to come tomorrow. Oh, that the doctor knows what to do with it.
Oh, my God.
That lump has disappeared.
It has disappeared.
Pain gone.
Lump disappeared. Pain gone of the cancer trying to recall. Step over here. Lift up your two hands. Affliction shall not rise up a second time. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost upon that cancer, upon that death. In the name of Jesus, I speak to somebody here. Affliction shall not rise up a second time. What killed your sister cannot kill you. What killed your mother cannot kill you. What killed your brothers cannot kill you. What killed your loved ones cannot kill you. Shout the loudest amen. Yes.
Yes, sir. Our sister, she said she came, she saw herself tied with rope.
Uh-huh.
And during the worship, a hand came untying her and bringing out substance from her sister.
How many of you believe God is untying you this morning? How many of you believe there are people here? Get ready. Before this week is out, your job is in your hands. Before this week is out, that door that was closed against you is open. Wherever they tie down your destiny, power of the Holy Ghost, you are untied and set free now. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Our brother said, sir, that he had series of encounters, seeing dead people, seeing himself among dead people.
Seeing himself among dead people.
Came into the service with a heavy weight of depression. But when he said we should place our hands and scream, I receive, he saw a look-alike, exactly like him wearing what he was wearing, walked out of him, and then he felt very
Somebody light. Stand up on your feet. Every spirit of impersonation diverting your destiny. Every spirit of impersonation. Place your hand on your chest and leave the other hand. Say after me, say every spirit of impersonation. Diverting my destiny. Distracting my destiny. You are leaving me now. In the name of Jesus. On your marks. Get set. Shout, go! Go, 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 go. Impersonating devil. Your tenure expired. Give the Lord a shout of victory. Yes.
Sir, our sister,
take your seat 1 minute.
10 years of ulcer, she said she has to eat every morning before this time is already too late for her.
before this 7 o'clock, it's already
too late. For her. She came in that same condition at the shout of I receive. She said she just felt something leave her, that pain gone, every associated pain is gone, and she's healed. No.
And she has not eaten today. And before this time would have been too late. And that load just left her. How many years of this ulcer?
10 years.
10 solid years. Everything that has followed you all these years, somebody shout, every demonic package in my body, you are living now. On your mask, get fed. Shout, go. 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 In the name of Jesus, yes.
So our brother, for 5 days, he said he had severe pain on the nose, couldn't breathe. That at the moment he shouted, I receive, he decided to touch that nose, no pain anymore.
Lift your hands. How? Yes.
So our brother said every time he wants to move forward, he notices somebody pulling him back.
Yes.
But at the shout of I receive, his eyes were open and he saw you commanding the person to leave this man and let him go.
Incredible.
Leave this man and let him
lift
go.
Your hands.
And he believes he's free.
Everything that tied you today, you are loose, you are released, and you are set free. Power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Yes.
So last night, our brother said he saw himself in a cage, and our grandfather in the faith pulled him out of that cage, took him to your house, and then disappeared. He has had this moving object in his head, on his head, for the past 4 years. While the ministration was on, all the moving objects took off, and now he's totally free.
Wow. If you're in my house, then everything you see there, you can access. Lift up your hands. I prophesy upon you. Everything lacking in your life is now restored. Yes.
This is our sister, Blessing. She said, while the worship was on, while you were playing the flute, she saw you transformed on the stage as a lion.
That's right. That man, we have been lionized since. Lionized since. Come forward here. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and whatever the lion of the tribe of Judah who is in me can do, be done in your life. In Jesus' name. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola. What are you sitting and waiting for? It's a praise service. It's a testimony and thanksgiving service. Something is about to be roasted out of your life. That is the aim of that song. Something is being roasted. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted, it's being roasted out of your life. Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola,
hola,
hola.
Hola, your hands. We have so many testimonies, and if we are to take all of them one by one, it might continue until the end of the second service. But your testimonies are permanent. Your deliverances are permanent. I prophesy to everyone here this morning, today, what the presence can do, of God can do, is being done in your life right now. The River Jordan, the River Jordan, the River Jordan, the Red Sea that stood before you before now is being torn apart by the presence of God.
Every deposit of hell in your body is being uprooted right now. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted is being uprooted right now. Out of your body. Help out there. Help out there. In the name of Jesus, every ancestral curse is broken. Every generational curse is broken. Every financial destiny open door is open. And the grace to live for God is released upon you. Lift your hands, everybody. Those of you in the front can return back to your seat. Stepping into the open. Lift your hands and receive it. Stepping into the month of July is stepping into the realm of explosion. For somebody here, hear this. Next month shall be the best month of your life. And next week, Jehovah shall take you by surprise. This week is starting already today. Between this week and next week, Jehovah God shall take you by surprise. Shall take your family by surprise. Shall take our nation by surprise. Lift your hands high everywhere you are. Now all the first timers and newcomers now, before them. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to be born again. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You are saying to me, Pastor, I've seen miracles. I've seen the presence of God. I've seen the anointing of God in this place. And I want to make my ways right to Jesus. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush to the front here. Let me pray for you. I'll give you the count of seven. The rest of us, you can take your seat. One.
I have decided.
Two.
To follow Jesus.
Rush forward.
I have decided.
Three.
To follow Jesus. I have
four.
Decided. To follow Jesus.
Five.
No turning back.
And six.
No turning back.
I have decided. Seven.
Oh Lord,
I have decided.
To follow Jesus, oh Lord, I have decided. To follow Jesus, no turning back.
You are battling with an addiction of smoking. Indian hemp, cigarette, drinking addiction, marijuana, pornography addiction, masturbation addiction, lesbian addiction, homosexual addiction. You are battling with betting and gambling, whatever it is. Or you backslid and you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus. Quickly, rush to the front as well with a count of five. Go ahead. One. Carry your Bible, Shabbat. Quickly come forward. Don't say I've come out before.
Take the whole world.
Two.
And give me Jesus.
Three.
I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front here, and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I believe that something has happened positive with you. A yoke is broken. An agenda of the enemy is reversed, and I believe you will never remain the same. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.